So we're on Dav Lamed Tes Lamed Aleph, right by the Gemara. The Gemara had said the Loshon Torah Bekalpi. So Rashi teaches the words Torah Bekalpi, Pitoim Betrifa Uvechatifa, like grabbing. Fake the Gemara, what we said over, that the Ritva and other Rishonim learned that Torah Bekalpi means to shake it up. Fake the Gemara, Akasha Lomali Torah Bekalpi. Why did we have to make a trifa? So which would mean, according to Rashi, that you have to go quickly. And according to the Ritva, you have to shake it up. Ki heichi deloy nechavin velishkoil. That in order that he shouldn't try to predestine what the a cheating almost on the Geirel, because there was some interest for him to take the, it was like a good simen, a good omen, to take it out with his right hand. So in the Tosis Yeshonim, Bedivrei HaMaskel, Ki Heichi Deloy Nechavim V'Nishko, the first wide line in the Tosis Yeshonim, V'Yim Toimar Im Kein, Loy Oso Mitzvah HaGrola. We're going to see later in the Gemara if this Geirel is a real mitzvah. So in order to come from a Geirel, I guess he accepts that if you could figure it out and take it out, then it's not a geirel. Then you're doing it. Yesh loymar televadai lefishu roitze sheyavi shal shem b'shal yamin matrit v'shecheich lahakrol. It's true. He's going to go against the rules. So the question is, but the question then is very strong. So if he does go against the rules, is the kedusha valid? Or is a geirel ma'akif? Does it stop? It sounds like from Tosis Yeshonim it's not, because his kashanem would be a tremendous kasha, that if you would not do the geirel, it wouldn't work. Yeah. Talk to Gemara, Omar Rove, Klalpe Shel Eitz Hoysa. This box that they put the two things in was Shel Choyl and Shel Eitz. That's the memra of Rave. Maskif lo Ravine. Bishleine eina machzekes elo shtei yodayim. Ki heichi deloy lechavin velishkoil. Because we make it a very small opening, so he shouldn't be able to manipulate it. Elo shel choil. Why would he make the box shel choil? Nikacho. Why isn't he magdish it? And Rashi explains. Let's see the Rashi. I thought I saw Rashi. Hold on. Zog the Rashi. Vizhalola, you say, Eina Mekodesh. No, I saw it, I think, in the Tosis Yeshonim. Zog the Yeshonim. Why would there be a benefit of making it Bekedusha? Lefisha Kovid HaMitzvah Bishal Kodesh. There's a Kovid for it to be Shal Kodesh. Oh, then there's a very lomdish kasha in the Tosis Yeshonim. V'im Toimar, there's a machloikis in Shas, Rav Yehuda and others of mitzvahs are lehonis nitnu, or mitzvah lav lehonis. Someone's moider ano from somebody, and then he has a mitzvah, he does a mitzvah. Mitzvah lav lehonis nitnu, it's not mark. It's not a problem. Mitzvah lahonis nitnu, it is a problem. Zok them. If mitzvahs are lahonis nitnu, so if you'll make it bishol kodesh, so and you're allowed to do it bishol kodesh, that means if it has to be shol kodesh, so then b'hochi amarachmona. But now you're saying you're only doing it for a covered reason. Hagrola and be, I guess, imkein yehena mishol kodesh. It's true the Hagrol is a mitzvah, but if mitzvahs are lahonis nitnu, and the box doesn't have to be kodesh, so let it be that you're being nehena. So he says a chiddush, kivin shekovid ha-mitzvahu, yochel asa b'shal kodesh. It's not clear what his answer is. It's there would be, the Gemara's kasha would be, it would be a b'hochi omer rachmona al kovid to be that way, so then it would not be mitzvahs, it would be mitzvahs, Lav lahonis nitnu. I would just make a good sushtel in the beginning of in Hilchus Chanukah, there's a tumul if you can use basar becholav oil for Ner Chanukah and say one of these surim of basar becholav is you're not allowed to have anoet. So how could you light? You're not allowed to light a light to bring illumination to your house with basar becholav because you'd be over the isur of anoet. Are you allowed to use it for Chanukah? For Chanukah, because I'm having anoet from the mitzvah. But it's true it's a mitzvah, but it's an isur daraisa of anoet with a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Do you say a mitzvah d'rabbanan takes off mitzvah's lav lahonisnet? Does it make a mitzvah's lav lahonisnet? But here we're going mitzvah's arlahon. So that would be a mitzvah lav lahonisnet, no. If this covered would take off the mitzvah. That's partial to the Tosfos Yeshanim, yes. The Rabbanon of the having a Kodesh Dika thing discovered, but he's saying even according to mitzvah Lahanas Nitnu, it would be Bishal Mitzvah. So Zog the Gemara, no. What's the reason we can't be Magdishit? Im Kain Havilei Kli Shoritz Shal Eitz. There's a din in the Chazal learned up that in the Beis Hamikdash, all the kelim, because ein aniyus b'mokim ashirus, that you have to have it from metal, and better to have it shel kesev or zohov. Over here, if we're gonna, and this thing has to be shel eitz. So you want to make it kodesh, we're gonna be stuck between this contradiction, and you want it to be a kli sharis. But at the same time, Kli Shorisin are not supposed to be Shalates. Therefore, they could not be Magdish the Kalpi. So the Tosfos Yeshanim, the next one, ends the Kashem. Eichoy Kli Shoris. The Halacha is anyway. A Kli Shoris is only Avaidoson Michan Choson. One of the conditions of a Kli Shoris is Avaidoson Michan Choson. And over here, if Agrol is Lav Avaide, so therefore, how could it become a Kli Shoritz? Emphit the Tosfos Yeshanim, Agvaldik Echidish. Lo Oilam, really, actually, it would never become a Kli Shoritz. Because Avidos Mechan Chos. But we're going to be Magdishit, and it will never become a Kli Shoritz. But people will think that there would be a Kli Shoritz of Eitz, and therefore they'll do other things with it, and therefore they'll come, it's like a gzeira, they'll come to make a Kli Shoritz shel Eitz. That's an interesting way how to learn the Gemara. But it's interesting, v'nevda Kli Shoritz, so Kli Shoritz or Kli Shoritz Eitz, lo yavdinon. Right. So Mele. So I saw the Ritva answers that we're going here according to the Mandom Hagrola is an Avaida. And if we would be, but the Shonim answers that question. Frank the Gemara. So what's the problem? Nevdo di Kesef. If you want to make it into a Kli Shoritz, and this Aloch as a Kli Shoritz is only shall cannot be shall eats, so up it up. What is it? Exeris HaKosuv? That the Kalpi has to be Shel Eitz and right. Not Shel Zov. And for the Gemara, because our Torah Chosa Al Memeinam Shel Yisrael. Right? But Zokt Rashi Amir Dikarash. Where do we know this klal that when you don't need it to be Shel Kesef V'Zov, you don't make it Kesef V'Zov? Shenema. When the Kohen came in on a bias menuga, and he's going to be metamed a bias, till he's metamed a bias, even though the nega's there, it's not effectively a nega, a bias menuga. Once he says it's a bias menuga, anything inside it will become tame. And the Torah tells us that the Kohen, before he pronounces it as a bias menuga, he says, take everything out of the bias. So we see he was worried about money. Al machos teir al pachin shel kli cheres. she'en lehem tar b'mikvah. So Rashi says, really, if it would be metal kelim, it's not the end of the world. They'll become tameh, but there's an eitzah for them that you'll be metayer. Klei cheres is only metayer b'shmira. So therefore, there's no tar b'mikvah. Im kein chosa al momen kal, kosh kein al momen choshev. Im kein chosa al memoinam, shal de metzayrim. Kal vechemer al memoinam shal tzadikim. That's a whole different thing. Memoinam shal tzadikim. I don't know where Rashi had to take that from. But that would be the Torah was chosa al memoinam shal Yisrael. So therefore, what didn't have to be made from Kesef Zov was made shal eitz. So the Gemara. So the question is, that arises, we know that the lots themselves were made from Zohov. So it looks like the container didn't have to be made from anything special. And on that, and over here, when they made it into Zohov, so then it would be. So why, when it came to the lots, did we allow it? So why would there not be... So the Ritva answers, because over here there's Kavod Hashem HaKosov. And also, so maybe that's a different. Right. Okay, interesting. So the Gemara, maybe Kavod Hashem, the Shem Hashem, has a different thing, but it's a good kasha. So the Gemara, Mas Nisan, Deloiki Haitana, Detanya, we learned in a Brisa, Rabbi Yudah Oima, Mishum Rabbi Lezer Haskan, Haskan v'koyin gadol machnis in yodon, each one, the skan and the koyin gadol, put their right hands into the box, bekalpi. And then they would take out the so now there's a very good question. We know, which you're going to see on the Gemara later on the base, but if we accept that taking out the geirel is part of the procedures of Yom Kippur. We know Yom Kippur is very strict that the avodah has to be done al yidei the kohen gadol. So how could the skan put his hand in? So if we turn the page onto Lamed,
the avodah is by the kohen gadol. Right. This isn't an avodah.
So Rashi on Amid Beis bedivrei amaschel lehani mili. Agrola, it's all the way on the bottom. Rashi says, Agrola de lav avoidihi. Shekseira b'gzah. This is a raya. This price has to be going. That the Agrola itself is lav avoidihi. Right? So maybe, Dr. Tosis Yishonim, b'divra maschol haskan. But what do you do according to the Mandoma Agrola ma'akeves? So then this Tosefta doesn't exist? But it's not called an avoda gemura, because when he says Lashem Chatos, and even if it's called an avoda, right? I don't know. Somehow, this is a question that's asked in the Rishonim. How did the skan get mixed in here? Ezog di gemara im biyamino yishel koyin oile, that if the koyin put his hand in and it came out the Lashem lot to the Kohen Gadol. Haskan oimer loy ishi Kohen Gadol hagbe yimincha, and say out the words Lashem chados. Right. And that's what he did. Mashenke imbi amino ishul skan oile. If it came out in the hands of the skan, hoish beis of oimer loy le Kohen Gadol. Daber miloch, and you still say Lashem Chatos. So it means even though this skan, it might have been the one who took out the Lashem, he gives the girl to the Kohen Gadol. So therefore he says that. So the Gemara, Fregt die Gemara Kashi, the name Ole Askan. Right? When he comes out, he should say Diber Miloch. What is that? Askan Oy Miloch, you should go and go to Lag Bey Mincha. Fim Bimir, just Askan Oy Miloch, Roish Beis Ov. Oy Miloch, Lekoy and Donald Ava Miloch. So there, why doesn't the Skan tell it to him? Kivin de loy solik bi yodei chol shodaite. So when it comes up, he may askan, v'neima lei askan. Because it would be chol shodaite. Because he looks like he would be putting him down. If the Skan would say that, they're going to... Dibur Melech. Yeah, okay, you say it, but I'm the one who pulled it out. So in order to protect the feeling of the Kohen Gadol, that's why, that's, so the Gemara, B'mai Kamif, so where do we see B'mai Kamif? That the Braisa and the Tana, Masnison, that says that the Kohen Gadol puts in his two hands. And the Braisa says the Kohen Gadol puts in one hand, and the Skan puts in the other hand. What's this machlaik? Isn't the procedure? Mar sovar yemina the Skan odiv mismele the kain godel. Lemaise, we would rather have to cover our bases that the kain godel, that the girl comes out with the right hand. Umar sovar ki hadodi ninu. So even the kain godel, even on the smoil of the kain godel. So it's interesting. This goes back to another question. Avoida is always be a min, not be smoil. So I can understand the brisa that it should always been done with the yamin, not with the smoil. So I think there's a lumdus over here. What is a gairul? A gairul, really, if I take out one, by definition, I know you lost. So, even if the Kohen Gadol picks out the, with his right hand, the Lazozel, that's a gairul on the Lashem. So what's taken out with the left hand is just a mechanical thing. So therefore, it's not a kasha of the Rishonim. The Rishonim would not be able to ask, let it be, it's an avoida b'smoil. The reason it's not an avoida b'smoil is because whatever you take out with your right hand, by definition, right, ikka maisa grole is going to be a miskai in that way. So let's see Rashi. There is no Rashi. Yeah. It's a Gvuris Ari, what I just said. Shagazali says that. What is it when you make a gairul? If you have two, Lashem and Lazozel. If I picked out the Lazozel, so then that's the one that goes, oh, you're going to take out with your smoil the Lashem, or vice versa. So you're doing one of the part of the Hagrola with your left hand. It's not true. Once you took out one, the second one is really unnecessary. Because I know it's there. It's by default. And that's why there would be that then. Okay. So the Gemara, Uman Haitana de Polagalea de Rabbi Yehuda. Who is our Mishnah? Reb Chanina, Skan HaKoyhanim. Could you imagine that? You would think if Reb Chanina was a Skan Koyin, he would have agreed to Rabbi Yehuda by his Negius. He should be partial. But no, he went. What did he hold? Reb Chanina Skana Koyani. Loma mi yaminoi of the Kohen Gadol. Right. So Rashi says He just says, why mi minoy? Not that he should put his hand in, just he should be nichnes askan u'mishamish tachtav. Now Rashi brings another girsa in the Gemara. Rashi's girsa in the Gemara is that Rav Chanina askan akayana and the Tanya Rav Chanina askan akayana lama askan memuna changes the girsa. Lama askan is memuna, and therefore that if it's yira dav psul, that's why it would be that din.
Isn't that a steer to what we had at the beginning of the Pesachta, namely that the that someone was memuna to take the place of the Kohen Gadol in place of a sul? And it doesn't say it was a skan. If it was a skan, it's a double posture. He takes his place. But it says someone of him was memuna on it. So this Gemara seems to be contradictory.
I hear, right. Which part? 1 second. Let me just see here something. Oh, I thought they had it. I see there's an interesting Tosis Yishanim.
Just because that, this is not on our
board.
Maybe,
yeah. So I see the Tosis Yishanim says, Lomo Skan. Where's this Kehadodin? Let me just see that portion of the Gemara. Sovar. Yada Yiminis, Yada Smoil, is Kiadodin, you know. So the Machloik, the first is Shonim is the Kashgut Smoil. Then Lama Skan mi Yiminoi. Hiksha Rabbeinu Elchonon. Ki Moshuach Milchomo Hoyo Mishamish Beches Kelim. U Muzer Alamona Kikoin Gordel. Vahar Be Dvorim Yeshboi Gon Gordel Kamon Per Poloil or Avdimi Dosa. Ki Lama Hoyo Mamanim Skan Akoyin. It's an unbelievable psychological protection over the Kohen Gadol. Here's a kasha. Why did we have to have a... I don't know why here's the kasha, but dafka here. But why do we have to appoint a special skan? There was such a person, a Kohen Meshuach Melchama, that was made to go out for the Melchama with Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says that the Meshuach Melchama was a full-fledged Kohen Gadol. He went with the Shmoyne Begudim. He also was usher to marry an Almona. And he had Dinam of a Kohen Gadol. So we had a pre-standing Kohen Gadol. Why do we have to go assign a special Kohen Gadol? What's wrong with just utilizing the one I do have, the Meshuach Melchama? And for the Tosis Yishanim, there was an internal, built-in, heart feeling between the Meshuach Melchama, Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol wanted exclusivity, that he's the Kohen Gadol. But there was always a standing Kohen Gadol and Meshuach Melchama. So there was a built-in friction. And therefore there was an Eva. In order to be the Skan Kohen to stand in for Yom Kippur, if we would bring the Kohen Meshuach Melchama, it would bring out harsh feelings in the Kohen Gadol. And I guess we don't want that, we don't want the harsh feelings during when he's doing the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Therefore, we bring another underling, which is not as intimidating, and bring out those feelings. At least they Taisus Yishanim are very interesting. Taisus Yishanim, to have that, it's like an extra layer of protection. Yeah. Right, there was a Kohen Meshuach Melchama. is all brought in the Rishayim. This is always sort of a Muna, whatever. Now we're talking about that we just said the Gairul Hashem B'Yamin. So, min Abraise, Tarboim, Shono Sheshim, Shimon HaTzadik, when the Kohuna Gedelo. We all know from Masechtas Ovis. Shimon HaTzadik was Mashiach Knesset HaGedelo, and he was in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. And Hoyo HaGoyrol, Oila B'Yamin. It would always come up in his right hand. Right. Depends how to learn the Gemara before. Mikan ve'ele. After Shimon HaTzadik, Pomim Eile B'Yamin, U'Pomim Eile B'Smoil. Now there was another thing. The 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik, Hoya Loshin Shel Zohiris, they used to tie a Zohiris to Zok Rashi. Let's read the Rashi. Loshin Shel Zohiris. Tzemer Zoruk Umoshuch Kimin Loshin. It looks like a tongue. Vitzavua Odoim. And it was dyed red. Vekoshin Oisibaroi Sira Mishtaleach. For your Malvin Melo, who Simin Shemochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Shenemar Miyu Chatoichem Kashonim Kashel Gyalbinu. So therefore, the same way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do it, but every year it changed. Mikam Ve'elech, Pomim, Malvin, Upomim, Sheinoi Malvin. That as we say, so the Gemara and the other thing, 40 years, Hoya Ner Maravi, in the Menorah Dulak, it would stay lit, even though they all went out, and he would try to light it, it would stay lit. Mikam Ve'elech Pomim Doilek Upom Meine Doilek Zok Rashi, Lacha Shekov Ushar Kol Neres Bavol Pishami Menu Maschil. Lahad legarvis boy hoya misimin misayim atov is neres shachris. Who ate the shachrin shavuz all the ximuchus laparos aedos. And then Rashi goes on with a long arichus. Which one was the ner maravi? So how do we read this? Hoya ner maravi doilek. And he would go out. Question here, it's not clear. Let's read it again. Hoya ner maravi doilek, even though all of them went out, even though it was the first one that was lit, it stayed lit longer, and he would be Messiah when he went and was native the Nerois, he was go back, and it was a Rashi says, Uboy hoyo Messiah bebein arboim. As Hatovis Haneirois Shoyamaskul Beshachres. So therefore, right? It's not clear that it stayed lit. Now, nobody's going to say it stayed lit. It wasn't a Nes Hanukkah for the 40 years. So that is a lot of raid. He added oil. That's why Rashi wants to stay away from it. It stayed longer than it went out. It looks like that's the Shaila of Rashi. The Chol and the rest, Oya Eshel Marocha Mizgaber, V'lo Hoyu Kanem Tzrichim Lovi Eitzim, L'Marocha Chutz Mishnei Gizre Eitzim, K'dei L'Kaya Mitzvahs Eitzim, but Mikan Ve'ele, Pom Mizgaber, Pom Eina Mizgaber, it was a Nes, V'lo Hoyu Yakonem Nom Lovi Eitzim Marocha Bo'im Kuloi. Nishtalcha brocha be'oimer. What's mean nishtalcha brocha be'oimer? So let's first go back on the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. So Rashi v'hoya eish ha-marocha the doyluk meela biloy toys eitz letzich lovi eitzim kishe sedru shachres. So it's a very interesting where is that? Only kidei l'kai mitzvahs eitzim chutz. Where's Rashi? But the Ramazal for your eish chutz mishnei gizrim shel bein arboim shein choive kedamrinon bepirkon leel. So if you look in the Bach says v'loy hovanti tarayap b'shachas hein choive. Frek the Bach, there's a din even b'shachas. So the Rishash answers shadav barar. Right, that maybe there's a Rishash, but I think that's what comes into that. So what does it mean that there was a bracha in the Omer? Right, what does that mean? Nishtalcha bracha b'Omer. Uvishtei alechem, uvalechem aponim. Kol goye, kol koye, kol koyen, shoye magia kizayis. When he ate it, he got full. And this would be a maisim, zok rashi, that you don't get full. Yeah, people would get full even from a small amount. So it's famous from this Gemara. Yeah, could there be achil? Is achilas kotchim? So l'chayre, if you eat less, ain't achila p'chusa mekizayis. So how could you give out only a pool? They should have made up to only give a kizayis. So this is the Gemara where the Beis Halevi said, as you saw it, that by kochim, there wasn't this din. The din of the kochim is it should be nechal, not that you should make a maisa achilo. Chamtza nad yoy maisoi, omar rabba barabshila, mai kora, elekai palteini miyad lushoim, mikaf mavel vechoymetz, rave omar mehoche, izhu choymetz, valtizhu choymetz. So mele, we'll finish off this Gemara. It's Hashem. So I'll put up a shiur tomorrow and we'll